This comes into the Near East. And this brings in the warrior gods, like Zeus, like Yahweh.
The sword and death instead of fertility.
Right. Particularly the Hebrews. They really wipe out the goddess. The term for the goddess, the Canaanite goddess that's used in the Old Testament, is the abomination. And there was a very strong accent against the goddess in the Hebrew, which you do not find in the Indo-European. There you have Zeus marrying the goddess, yeah. and then the two play together. I think it's an extreme case that we have in the Bible. And our own Western subjugation of the female is really, I think, a function of biblical thinking.
Because when you substitute the male for the female, you get a different psychology, a different cultural bias.
Particularly if you cut the female out and don't have any, I mean, if the male is on top like this, and the female is the subordinate all the way, you have a totally different system from that when the two are facing each other.
And it's permissible in your culture to do what your gods do, so you just...
Well, that's exactly it. So I would see three situations here. One, the early one of the sheer goddess when the male is hardly a significant divinity. You see, she is the total thing. And then this other one of the Hebrew, of the goddess, the male, the total thing. In fact, he takes over her role. And finally, then, the classical one, where the two are in interaction.
There are women today who say that the spirit of the goddess has been in exile for 5,000 years since the events
you can't put it that far back, 5,000 years. She was a very potent figure in Hellenistic times in the Mediterranean.